MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Tasneem Samedin. She is from Old Mutual Private Wealth. Tasneem, appreciate the time. Beauty sales, we have Fashini talking around wanting to get more into beauty. I want to look at it as a sort of broader picture than our local retailers. My first question is there a sense that our retailers are doing enough around beauty in terms of the potential?
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, I think our retailers, particularly, I mean, the likes of the TFGs and apparel, they were really slow into this market. If you think about it, it's really been left to the likes of a Clicks and a Dis-Chem to capitalize on the beauty customer. Mm. And we know globally, the beauty customer has been a lot more resilient than apparel or than homeware, because it's less cyclical. I mean, you have products that you need to replace maybe monthly, maybe every 6 weeks, depending on your usage, whereas apparel is more cyclical. So the beauty customer is definitely a customer that is more defensive, they're more resilient, and it makes a lot of sense for our listed retailers, especially because they don't have a lot of competition from manufacturers. We don't have any opportunities to invest in local manufacturers. So the way we play beauty locally is through the retailers. And we only really have Clicks and Dis-Chem who dominates this market. The apparel retailers, I mean, it's too small for them to even disclose it separately. But they've definitely realized the opportunity. And there is evidence that all of them are now trying to tap into their respective target markets, whether it be value for the likes of a Mr. Price and a TFG, or whether it be luxury in the case of a Woolworths, where they want to be, you know, the destination for luxury beauty. But there's definitely a massive opportunity for them to drive the penetration locally.
Is it around creating their own brands, or is it around working with global brands, or perhaps a blend of?
It's definitely a blend of. We know that locally, if we just take lessons from the global beauty market, even the global manufacturers, they tend to tailor the product portfolio for the local market. You know, the products that sell out in China is not necessarily the same as India or the Middle East. Completely different setups of that global beauty market. What they rely on is the local players. So this is where retailers have the opportunity, particularly the likes of a Woolworths, which already has very strong private label brands. They can easily use that brand loyalty to drive uptake of their own products, and they know their customers. Well, they should know their customers. Yeah. So there's definitely an opportunity for private label, but also improving accessibility to the more global brands.
And I suppose within that private label, in a sense, you're competing with global brands, but you can compete on price. You can also just compete on being local. I'm not an expert in the use of beauty product much, but I'm thinking color palettes. I'm thinking, you know, some of those uniquely South African aspects, perhaps, that they can sort of bring into their own brands.
Yes, unique ingredients like a rooibos, for example, which identifies with a South African consumer. Our color palettes are very different to the likes of in India, for example. So there's definitely an opportunity for them to use what they already know about their consumers to drive that into their private label. The pricing in particular, because obviously global brands, you know, have a certain margin that they need to earn, but our local producers with their very close ties to China, they can definitely bring it in at cheaper and, you know, make it more accessible and drive that penetration with our value consumer. I think that is where the big opportunity lies.
And you were talking around a moment ago around beauty versus sort of clothing, the cyclical nature of it. A beauty customer more valuable, and maybe I could pick up some beauty products, you know, for less than a clothing item. But to your point, I'm back more often. It's more frequent spend. It makes them a better customer, perhaps, for the retailer.
It is a better profile of customer. You know, TFG commented in their results, they launched that value offer with Jet Beauty. I think the brand is called Colors. And they said in the call that they earn a higher margin on that beauty product within Jet itself, even though it's a value offer, than they do on apparel. So it makes absolute sense to target this because you are able to achieve a higher margin. So, you know, that makes your store more profitable. You bring in customers more frequently. It's less cyclical. So it ticks all the boxes for how retailers should be using their space, you know, reducing things that are unprofitable and putting in beauty to drive footfall into their stores and really increase, you know, the resilience of their total revenue base. But it's very small at the moment, which means that the growth rates can be very high going forward if they really focus on the right product assortment.
Absolutely. And I just realized as we were chatting, I'm thinking beauty, I'm thinking makeup. It's truthfully, I would imagine it's wider than that. It's skincare, it's fragrance, it's more than just the sort of the makeup component.
Yeah, so beauty encompasses skincare as well. So skincare has actually grown much faster than makeup, especially with the younger generation. You know, we have in the past, we think of beauty as makeup, as the older generation. Mm. But with the rise of beauty influencers, we see the younger girls starting to use skincare in particular much younger in their teens. Yeah. You know, makeup starting in their early 20s, age-related products in their early 20s. So it's a growing cohort of customer, but there's definitely a focus on skincare, which is now the biggest category, followed by your makeup and your fragrances, which also is much bigger in emerging markets than it is globally. So it's a diverse category. And that's where apparel retailers, I think, in particular because of their big balance sheets, can really invest in order to put out a product that resonates with a South African consumer.
Yeah, and across the age groups. So my niece was using skincare probably from her early teens. And she, you know, not much in the makeup, but she will get there in time. We'll leave it there. Tasneem Samandeen, Old Mutual Private Wealth. Always appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.